This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. Again, my name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. The purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast, for all you first-time listeners, is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities regarding the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. You know, small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they really need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Sabrina Haygood at Nouveau Realty Group. Sabrina, thank you for being our special guest today on the podcast.
Thank you, Scott, for inviting me.
Well, it's our pleasure. You came highly recommended by a good friend of yours, and we are just excited to have you on today. Before we jump into talking about Nouveau Realty Group, for which my understanding is you're one of the co-owners of, before we jump in there, I would like to just offer you an opportunity, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Okay, I am Sabrina Haygood. I'm married with two boys. One is 25. He just got out of the Air Force. He's in Oklahoma. And I have another. He's 21. You don't have to think about that. And he's at UTC studying finance. And he's also one of my agents here at our firm. I and my husband, we've been here about 22 years. And he came here with Olin Coracolide, and then I came from Atlanta and followed him here. He tricked me, but I'm here and I love it. So I guess it really wasn't a trick. So for the last 20 years, we've been real estate investors. And then the last six years, I've been a real estate agent. And in the last year and a half, I became a firm owner.
Okay. Yeah. So that's interesting. You moved here from Atlanta. Of course, you know, everybody knows Atlanta is Hotlanta, right?
Right.
You move here from Hotlanta. That's a busy, big, busy, bustling, happening place.
Yeah.
Something always going on in Atlanta. It's kind of like the New York City of the South, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Something always going on there. And you move here to Chattanooga and you fall in love with it, like seem like all of us do.
Yes.
And you fall in love with it, and now you're in business for yourself, and so proud for y'all. Glad for your family, and glad you got your son in there with you. That's great news as well.
Yes.
He gets his degree, right? Train him up. He gets his degree in finance, then he'll have a little background to real world experience already under his belt. So that's good news. Well, you know, tell us about the Nouveau Realty Group. You know, it seems like the realtor I talk to or every broker I speak with, they have a little bit a different take on their own personal side of the business. So would you share that with us about yours?
Okay. Well, it's three owners. It's Tamekia Brewer, Jay Williams, and Jay Williams is the principal broker, and myself at three African-American females. And I think we're the first to do that here in Chattanooga, to a trio-led real estate firm here in Chattanooga. So we're excited about that. Now in Atlanta, like you said, Hotlanta, that's commonplace. Here, not so much. And, you know, what we want to do, the thing about our name is Nouveau, and Nouveau means new, or taking something old and making it new again.
Okay.
And we wanted to take real estate and, you know, twerk it a little bit so our clients can get the best from us and from our agents.
Okay. So when you say twerk it a little bit and so they can get the best, is there any certain area that you could kind of expound on?
Well, I think communication is always where a lot of people falter in business. Now, I can say one thing about Chattanooga, you know, it kind of lacks on the communication part, you know, calling people, returning calls. And that's one thing we strive to, because at the end of the day, people are reaching out and they want help, and we're here to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help and nobody responds. So you're exactly right. Let me ask you a little bit about your journey. So you moved here and you were a real estate investor for a number of years before you decided to join in with the other ladies and become a real estate owner. So what brought your journey to this point?
To I don't know. I don't know. Well, okay. The real estate, I can get you up to the real estate investor part. Then it gets funny when it gets to the firm owner part. I came here. I was a special agent when I called tobacco tax unit and the state of Georgia. And like I said, my husband tricked me into coming here. He said, "You don't have to work. Come on." And I was like, "Oh, I don't have to work." And then I got here 15 years later. He says, "So what you gonna do now?" And I'm like, oh. We were investing the whole time. We had 11 doors, we have 9, because what he explained to me was, this is our children's college fund. So when they go to college, we'll sell a house. And I said, so I got on board. Of course, how can I say no to that? So I managed the properties for about 15 years. Then, you know, I said, you know what? We built generational wealth for us and our family. I want to teach other people how to do this. So then I became a real estate agent. And my greatest joy, of course, is giving people 50, 60-year-old or first-time home buyers their keys for the very first time. That is amazing. And, you know, I'm also the local board president of NARAB, National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And what we do is we strive to so that everyone has equal opportunity and accessibility to housing. And everybody doesn't have that. And so we champion for that. And when you see a 60-year-old person who has never owned a house finally gets one, that's truly amazing.
Oh, I can't imagine how rewarding that would be to know you were a part of their journey of actually becoming a homeowner. That would just be amazing. Yeah, I mean, somebody in their 20s and 30s, it's still amazing. But here you're talking about a 60-year-old. Somebody's approaching retirement, and they finally get to own a house. So that I could see that would be very rewarding. You know, I always like to step outside the business for a moment when I interview somebody and ask them a few personal questions. So what do you and your husband do for fun when you're, and I know it's a play on words, because I have realtor friends down in Alabama where I came from, and they tell me, you know, Scott, a realtor is never not working. Okay. We're always working. We got a phone with us everywhere we go on vacation, wherever we're at, we got our phone with. But when you're not actually working on a project, what do y'all do for fun?
We like to travel.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that we do. Let's see. We'd like to go to concerts and just go to Atlanta, go to parks. I guess the same thing most people like to do. We don't get a lot of chance to do all of that. <'Cause> either I'm busy or he's busy. So we have to plan in advance. And I know once a year we get go on a cabin trip with our couple of our close friends. So we always look forward to that every year.
Yeah. Y'all go to the North Georgia cabins up there?
Yes, we go to Blue Ridge or we go to Gatlinburg.
Yeah. Both those areas are beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And of course, the nice thing about you being from Atlanta and wanting to go back to Atlanta to visit, at least Chattanooga is not that far of a drive. So it's easy to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Now, let me put this little piece in. My husband and I are from Augusta, Georgia. I'm here from Atlanta.
Okay.
I am a Augustan.
Augustan. Well, everybody that is a fan of the golf circuit definitely knows about Augusta, right?
Right, definitely.
I had a friend from Aiken, South Carolina, and he claims Augusta citizenship.
So yeah, oh yeah,
just across
the
line.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you know, getting a little bit more personal. You've come through, you've seen a lot of highs and lows in the real estate industry, being an investor and as an agent as well. And you probably had a lot of things happen in your life, like all of us do, right? So can you look back at any one hardship or life challenge maybe that now that you rose above it, you can say, hey, you know, I'm better or stronger for that?
You know, life challenges come every day. It's true. Just at what level they are. And I think COVID was probably the biggest. And I think that's for all of us across the board.
Yes.
You know, that now it was for the 2 weeks, it was bad. But afterwards, the real estate market just boomed. I probably had my best year. I know your question is not about the best, it's about the worst, but the COVID. The COVID was the 2 weeks in, but the thing about being 2 weeks in a house, one, people found out a couple things. I don't like her. I don't like him. House too big or house too small. So when they came out of those 2 weeks, it was like, let me call somebody to sell this house, buy a house. So it was that part, you know. But as I look back, it's not much more, nothing different we could do about that, because that's something that we've never seen before.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I hope you never see again.
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody told me that man caves and she sheds were the height of their popularity during COVID.
Oh, yes. I told you, they either like them. I told my husband, we were sitting there for probably a weekend. You know, I said, I knew I loved you, but I didn't realize I liked you.
I love it. That's awesome. You know, if there was one thing that you wish that people knew about your company that they probably wouldn't know unless you told them, what, and you would just like to shout it from the rooftops, what would that be?
Well, I guess one thing is that we're here. That we're here, yeah, in Chattanooga. We've been here about a year and a half. We celebrate 2 years next October. One, that we're here, and two, we're here to help.
Well, that's the main thing, right? As I got a friend that says, that's the main thing about the main thing is that you're here to help.
Yes.
And, you know, oftentimes people have myths and misconceptions about their journey in real estate. They have these things. Sometimes they're apprehensive about approaching. Who do I approach? Who do I call? Can I trust them? Are they believable? Do they have my back? Could you dispel any of the most common myths and misconceptions that you come across?
Well, to your point, you know, you need to go and, or whomever, need to go and research. So look into, you said, okay, I'm looking to buy a property or invest in a property, whatever it is, and see who specializes in that. Okay. Then I say interview a couple agents. And now one of the things, the myths that I see most is that people think you still need 20% down to purchase a house. That is furthest from the truth. Now, if you're investing, you need about 20-25%. However, to purchase a house, 3-5% is generally what I'm seeing. Now, if you have 20% and you want to put it down, great. Then you get rid of your PMI. But right, that scares a lot of people, because over time, at one point, it was like that, but it's not like that anymore.
And PMI is an insurance that when the government charges or someone, yeah, charges you to guarantee that you'll pay off the rest of the down payment.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
But if you've got your 20%, you don't have to, that is not included, yes, in the way of that. So that's, yes, great. I want to ask you a question. I don't know if I've ever really thought to ask anybody this question or not, but it just hit my mind. So if somebody comes to you and he said, you know, Sabrina, we want to buy a house, but we don't know what part of town to buy in. How do you guide them to discover which part of town that they should look at for themselves?
Okay. Well, actually, as an agent, we can't do that. Because it's considered stirring. So what I can do is tell them, you know, look around, research, do your own personal research, and kind of crisscross the city and see what best, or, you know, where you want to live, what's near it, you know, what shopping malls. Now, because, you know, with my husband, he's like, oh, it's a whole bunch of malls right here. I'm like, okay, great. That does it for me. So that's, and, you know, go there in the daytime, go there at night, kind of just travel around the city and see what other people are saying. But as an agent, we can't really talk to that, nor can we talk to schools.
So stirring, a legal
it's
word.
Illegal. It's stirring. STERING. Stirring.
Okay.
So like you steer a car.
So you're steering somebody towards a certain place or certain location.
Yes.
That's an illegal act.
It's a legal act. Yes.
The real estate commission is concerned. Yes. Okay. I didn't realize that. I'm glad I asked that question. Mm-hmm. So somebody comes to you and they say, we're looking to buy a house. We haven't gotten pre-approved. What's your advice to them?
Go get pre-approved.
Okay.
And come back and see me. No, what I do, usually I do a prior consultation and we go over all those things. The thing is about pre-approval is we don't know where to start. If you don't know what your number is, I mean, it could be 200,000. It could be a million. We don't know.
Right.
So let's go find out. And or you could not be ready at all. But you can be in 3 to 6 months. So I always, after a buyer consultation, I have them speak to a lender. I give them a couple options, or they can go talk to their personal banker, whomever they like.
Right. Yeah. So that's a good point. You know, when somebody comes, you have a consultation to help guide them down the right direction. If there's no sense in me wanting to see $1 million home if I only have $500,000 budget.
Right.
So yeah, I need to know where I stand. You're talking about knowing your number. That's, I need to know where I stand as far as what I can handle and afford. So yeah, but this is really good information. Interesting. People that are looking to buy a house for the first time, I think there's just a lot of questions that have in their mind. The fear, like you said, oh my goodness, will I qualify? Can I have a big enough down payment? And they might just steer away from it because they don't know what to expect. So this information you're providing today will no doubt benefit a whole lot of people. So we really appreciate that. Can I tell you what, can you share with us, whether online or offline, how people can reach out to you or find out more about you?
About me or the business?
Yeah, the business. And of course, Sabrina too.
Okay. Well, you can go to Nouveau Realty Group. It's, I think it's GRP for group.com. You can call 423-654-8600. And we have someone that can get you with me or one of the other agents. Right now we have about 15 agents.
Okay.
So we have someone who's ready and willing and able to assist.
And I want to congratulate you and your partners also on, you talk about, you think you're probably a first in Chattanooga as far as the group that you put together. I want to congratulate you for that because, I'm a huge proponent of women-owned businesses. I grew up with a single mother household and I saw my mother struggle a lot. And so I do all I can to try to help. In some way, if nothing else, is just saying, hey, kudos to you and tell people about you. But so I just wanted to say congratulations on what y'all are building and wish you very much continued success.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Sabrina today and learning more about Nouveau Realty Group, I know that she hopes you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer. And remember them when you need and want those real estate services. Reach out to her. Reach out to her team and ask those questions. Don't be afraid. Get the answers you need to know how to move forward to purchasing your first house, your dream home, or that last house that you never plan to move from again. And before ending this episode, I would also like to thank you, all the listeners, for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. And always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.